I just want to say, first of all, thank you guys very much for coming out to be here today, helping people to understand the nature of this problem in Missouri. As I mentioned today, opioids are a modern plague. And we had over 900 Missourians last year who we lost to the opioid epidemic. We're losing over 2 Missourians every day in the state of Missouri. And every day in the state of Missouri, we also have 2 newborn children who are born suffering from narcotic withdrawal. We have to take action, and today we've taken strong action by setting up a statewide prescription drug monitoring program.
Governor, it's not often that we see folks in your position get emotional talking about this. I know there's some personal impact here. How big of an issue is this to you? You've seen it firsthand. Could you characterize the importance of this to you and why you think it's so significant?
Hey, look, this is personally for me a very important issue. I had a member of my family, my cousin, who died of a heroin overdose last year. And much like many of the families who you saw here today, started with prescription medication. And then that problem built and it built and it built, and we lost my cousin. And the fact is, we can't sit by any longer and accept excuses and inaction. It's not just my family, but you have families throughout the state of Missouri, communities that are being torn apart by this. And I think it's so important when we hear these statistics that we remember that these are individual human lives and families that are dealing with every one of these tragedies. And that's why I'm proud to be here to set up the statewide prescription drug monitoring program.
In your mind, how important can this be?
This is an incredibly important first step. It's also important for everybody to recognize this is a step. Throughout the course of this week, we'll be traveling to communities across the state of Missouri, talking about the work that we are doing to address the opioid crisis. And the fact is, a prescription drug monitoring program won't solve this problem in the state of Missouri, but the fact is also, without a prescription drug monitoring program, we can't solve this problem. This is an essential first step, and we're proud to be taking it today.
What authority does your administration have to do this? Some legislators might be, you need to pass legislation before doing this. What would be your response to that?
Yeah, so we sat down as a team, and we looked first at what other governors had done around the country. Some PDMPs had been set up through legislative action. Some had been set up through executive orders. And in other states, you've seen other governors have declared a state of emergency. We sat down and we looked at all of the authority that we had. And we have the authority to set up this prescription drug monitoring program. And I'd be happy to get you the specific statutes behind that. But the fact is, we've got the authority to do this. And we said, we're going to take action. We're not waiting any longer. No more excuses. No more in action. We're going to get this done. Yes, ma'am.
Especially since we have a company like Express Scripts here in St. Louis, which is a powerhouse in the pharmaceutical industry, why do you think it took this long to be able to set up this partnership and move forward with this in this state?
You know, I can't speak to the failure of past politicians and why they didn't get this done. I can tell you that when I sat down with private sector leaders across the state of Missouri, when we sat down with health professionals, when Dr. Williams has sat down with community leaders, we've sat down with emergency room physicians, they've all told us that we need to take action. And the fact is, what we're doing here today is fantastic because it is integrated. It is comprehensive, and it is an innovative approach where we're going to be able to use the kind of data, the analytics, and the power that companies like Express Scripts have to analyze this data in order to help the state of Missouri to save lives.
What is the consequence you'd like a doctor who overprescribes? Is it a license losing, criminal, civil charges?
So the Department of Health and Senior Services have a number of courses of action at their disposal. They can turn someone over to law enforcement. They can also, the Board of Healing Arts can take action for a physician to actually lose their license. If we just have a case, though, where a doctor is just misinformed about how to prescribe opioids, they can also take corrective action and provide education to that physician. So the Department of Health and Senior Services has a number of tools at their disposal to address this depending on the situation that they see.
And in terms of privacy concerns about people's personal data, we heard a little bit about how it's not going to be attached, but talk a little bit more.
Yes, sir. No, it is very important to us to protect the privacy of people in the state of Missouri. And the system that we've set up, working with our private sector partners, is helping us to identify the prescribers and the dispensers who are the source of this problem while protecting patient privacy information.
Can you give a little more detail about how this is going to roll out? Or like you're saying there, what's the details of how this works?
Yeah, so a couple of details around this. So we're going to be working with private sector companies, one of which is Express Scripts, to identify people who are at the source of this problem. I'll give you one specific example. Let's say, and Dr. Williams, I'd welcome you to join in as well. Let's say, for example, that you've got a dentist who's prescribed 70 different opioid prescriptions over the course of 1 year or 2 years to a specific patient. That is an issue. that can be flagged that the Department of Health and Senior Services can then investigate. If you have one prescriber in a particular county who seems to be the source of the vast majority of opioid prescriptions in that county, again, that can be flagged. And what's fantastic about this program, because we're using this data in an innovative way, we're going to be able to much more precisely identify problem areas, both from prescribers and dispensers, than we've ever been able to before.
How is this different from what other states are doing? Don't they have a similar program where they're flagging over-prescribing? I mean, how is this program innovative?
So one of the real key that's so innovative about this program is the way that we're working with private sector partners. And again, it's integrated, it's comprehensive, it is an innovative approach where we're able to use the data that they have and the analytical power that private sector partners have to help us to identify those problem areas so that the Department of Health and Senior Services can take action. That's the really innovative part of this program. And I'll also tell you, we've sat down. I was at the National Governors Association. We sat down with other governors who are also attacking this problem, and we're learning everything we can from what other governors have done that's been effective in their states. And we'll actually, over the course of this week, we'll be rolling out some of the other action that we're taking to address this problem, sir.
Sounds to me like you're more looking at the providers rather than the people who are getting it. You know, it's like in some of these programs I've seen in the past where, you know, you're having a record of Joe Schmo is getting X amount of drugs, but it hasn't really been the focus on who's giving them to him. Is that kind of the gist of what you're looking at here?
What we found is that, so to give you some context for this, for every 100,000 Missourians, there are 89,000 prescriptions for narcotics. 89,000 prescriptions for narcotics for every 100,000 Missourians. This program allows us to identify the prescribers and the dispensers who are at the source, at the root of this problem that's affected so many of the families that you've seen today, sir.
So you're going after the source rather than the person.
So you're going after more the provider, identifying the provider who's dispensing the medication.
This innovative approach is going to allow us to identify those problem providers and problem dispensers so that we can take strong and effective action to identify that problem at the source.
Awesome. Yeah, I was just going to jump in and make sure, Jill, do you have any questions? I think everybody else has gotten a chance to ask one.
Okay, you mentioned the Governors Association meeting.
Yes, ma'am.
Any messages you want to pass along about your thoughts on the health care bill as thought of nationally this week?
I actually, at the National Governors Association, my focus was on dealing with the opioid problem, and we actually came back on Friday before some of those meetings took place. So I wasn't there. Otherwise, I'd be happy to let you know what I thought of them.
Any other thoughts, though, that you would want to send to Washington this week?
Yeah, look, what we've told everybody is that we're going to stand up and we're going to fight for the people of the state of Missouri. And we're obviously still looking, they're still working on a bill. There's still lots of back and forth in Washington, D.C. But I'm looking to make sure that we've got something that comes out that works for the people of the state of Missouri.